This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When a child needs urgent medical care, it can be hugely stressful for the parents, but most of all for the child. Consider what happened to Rachel Zimmerman's 6-year-old daughter, Julia, last spring. She smashed into a door handle and got a deep, bloody gash in her forehead that required stitches. Rachel and her husband rushed Julia to the hospital, and there, purely by chance, they were lucky enough to meet an emergency room doctor who has thought a lot about how to relieve acute anxiety and pain in children undergoing medical procedures. Rachel wrote about this in a recent Common Health blog, and Rachel, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
First of all, the good news is your daughter, Julia, is okay, right?
That's right. Julia is fine, and her wound is healing nicely. Thanks.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear that, but let's go back a bit. Tell us what happened when you got her to the emergency room at Children's Hospital, her bloody head bundled like a mummy, as you said.
Needless to say, I was fairly anxious and braced myself for the worst. I mean, you're a parent. Anytime you've got to go to the ER at Children's, you're ready for a long wait, screaming children, germs. But mostly, I was so dreading seeing my daughter in pain.
Quite understandable. So what happened?
We walked in. You know, I was hovering around her, checking and rechecking the wound. And in strode the attending physician that evening, Dr. Baruch Krauss. And the very first thing he did was comment on Julia's pink sparkly shoes, which, of course, was charming and completely engaged her. And they started chatting about her outfit. And then he started putting this Novocaine jelly on her wound, a local topical anesthetic. Then he saw me in the hall as I was getting Julia some snacks. And he said, "I'm going to stitch her up. It's going to be fine. Just go with me." And I sort of braced myself again. And what he did was he walked into the exam room and brought Julia a huge coloring book of 101 Dalmatians and a handful of magic markers. And he said, "Julia, I want you to color each dog's ear a different color and keep me posted about what colors you're using. And then I want you to color their paws. Go." So she loves to draw, and she just got into this task and started coloring the dog's ears and the paws.
All the while she's being treated, she's being basically stitched up by Dr. Krauss, right?
Right. She's into this drawing, and he starts with the huge needle of Novocaine and starts stitching. And I'm holding the coloring book, and she's just talking about if it's purple or green. She did not have a clue what he was doing.
Now, as you mentioned, you held the coloring book. Your husband actually filmed this procedure of Julia getting the stitches. So let's listen to a bit of that. We'll hear you, your daughter Julia, and Dr. Krauss during the procedure. Let's listen.
Can I lift up for 1 second?
What do you need?
I need the purple.
Okay, I'll get it for you. It's actually down here.
Well, what about the big guy? You haven't done anything other than the big guy's teeth.
I'm saving that for the last one. Wait. I'm not going to count the guy. 1, 2.
So, Rachel, this is lovely to watch, but it's sort of harrowing because through it all, Dr. Krauss is suturing your daughter's forehead. It's a nasty, bloody gash. He's applying pressure, but she's completely focused on the coloring, right?
Right. So this was such a remarkable experience, unlike any other I've had as a mother. So I sat down with Dr. Krauss several weeks after this happened, and he made a few points. The first thing is that when you're dealing with a child, you're dealing with a parent. And when a parent is highly anxious, that gets transmitted down to the kid. So, of course, you try to minimize the parent's anxiety. With adults, when they get medical care, you tend to tell them what's going to happen. We're going to do this, this, and this. It's sort of part of informed consent. Mm. And people do that with kids, too. It's only going to hurt a little. The pinchy's coming. But actually, with kids, it often has the opposite effect. When they hear that something's going to hurt a little, that sets off alarm bells, and it totally escalates their anxiety. So instead of telling the child what kind of medical care they're going to get, which it's too abstract for them, he focuses them on a developmentally specific task. In our case, Julia loves to draw, so he gave her a drawing task. And it's basically just shifting the kid's attention away from the wound and trauma so that those things become peripheral and the task in front of them becomes central. I spoke to Dr. Krauss about this, and here's what he said.
We as a species are built to tolerate short periods of stress. It's chronic stress that really is bad for the species. But we can tolerate short periods of stress. So I'm not particularly concerned if a child has some discomfort, because there is a difference between a child who I am taking care of having a degree of discomfort And they're laying down an emotionally traumatic memory. They're very different things.
So, Rachel, I want to talk to you about that concept that he mentioned, laying down an emotionally traumatic memory. And this brings us back to how he handled your daughter. I mean, obviously the experience of whacking her head and needing stitches produced some anxiety and some pain. But what Julia took away and what she'll remember was the game about the coloring book rather than the anxiety of getting the stitches.
Absolutely. Yeah. We walked out of the hospital and she said to me, "Mommy, at least I didn't have to get stitches." And I said, "But you did get stitches." And she said, "Wow, that was fun." And actually, we had to go back to the ER recently for a completely different issue with her. And she said, "I'm only going back if Dr. Baruch Krauss is there."
Now, Dr. Krauss offered you another example of how he helps kids when he has to do difficult procedures with them. And here's an example of what he does when he has to swab their throats. Let's listen.
I have a popsicle behind my back. Again, I don't prepare them. I said, "Just open your mouth, you know, we're going to do this. I want you to see if you can pant like a dog. Show me how long your tongue is, whatever is necessary." Then I do the throat swab. Now, at the moment I do the throat swab, clearly they experience discomfort. They have a grimace on their face. They don't like it. They're surprised. And then I immediately take out the popsicle and I say, "Can you take two licks from that popsicle? Not three, just two." So now they're confused and they have a task. So they take the two licks. And then I say, "Now I want you to take four, but not three." Okay, and then we do that a couple times and then it's done. When they leave, what is their memory? It's not of the grimace, it's of this game that they played. There is a plasticity to memory.
So Rachel, I got to tell you, this brings to mind, I remember getting stitches in the back of my head when I was just a little younger than Julia was. And I remember it being a terrifying experience. I mean, I don't really remember it being painful. It was just frightening because I certainly didn't have a doctor like that taking care of me. So here's my question. How common is Dr. Krauss's approach? Is it taught in medical schools, for example?
Personally, I think his approach is incredibly rare. And just from my informal telling and retelling of this story to everyone I know, parents think this is incredible that he cared so much and paid so much attention and used these sophisticated techniques. I mean, he does teach this all over the world, but, you know, there are no reimbursements for being particularly compassionate in the ER. And most people who I tell this story to describe an opposite experience where their kid was completely traumatized. And really, as you said about your memory, it's as much about the fear and anxiety mm-hmm. as about the actual pain. So, you know, at every children's hospital in the country, of course, they're going to talk to the kids about their cute outfit and maybe give out stickers. But this level of care, I think it's pretty rare.
Well, Rachel, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this great story. And of course, we're glad that Julia has recovered.
Thank you, Anthony.
Rachel Zimmerman is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Her post about her daughter's experience with Dr. Krauss has gotten a lot of feedback. You can check it out and find a link to her post and see a video and an interview with Dr. Krauss at radioboston.org.